Well, hello, people, and the news is in. The best film of 2023 isn't Barbie, thank God. But even if it was, it wouldn't have meant anything, would it? It'd just be a virtual sickening thing. But Barbie was a great big hype, wasn't it? It came, and then it went. And it's almost as like it never happened. At least for me. No, the film that actually won was Killers of the Flower Moon by Martin Scorsese. I think that's how you say his last name, isn't it? Maybe not. But you know who I mean. But this guy has made some fantastic films. And I'm sure that this film he's made is a very good one as well. However, I may not even see it for a while, at least. Because the runtime is 3 hours and 26 minutes. That's a goddamn long time in a cinema. For me, that's a goddamn long time watching it on TV. But you know, I took a look at the cinemas in my area to see what was on. Now, there is Godzilla Minus One, but only for special people, and that won't be me. It's not officially really out until the 15th of December in the UK. But I have noticed they're playing old films in the cinemas now, like Saving Private Ryan, Home Alone, The Elf. And I guess it's because they don't have any films to put on, do they? But I reckon you'd find a hard time trying to find the best film that this man has made, because there's been so goddamn many. And this man is 81 years of age. Anyway, hats off to Martin Scorsese. He doesn't need to make any more films, he's done enough. It's funny, because Clint Eastwood is kind of in the same sort of league. But he's getting on quite a bit now. And of course there's Steven Spielberg. George Lucas. And maybe not everybody's cup of tea, but I like John Carpenter as well. And of course, Kathleen Kennedy. But what? What? Are you crazy? Get that out of here. And of course, it's just an accident that these are all males. Anyway, I'll put a link to the news item down below. Just thought I'd share that one with you guys. It's another one for the boys. Well done, boys. Take it easy, fellas.